This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, January 8th. Well, cattle bounces back from last week's downturn. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today in the live cattle market, it really rebounded from Friday's oversold action that kind of turned the market higher. The weekly slaughter should drop through January. That should give the market a little bit of a boost. But without some of the federal data, it's really hard to tell what's happening in the market. It makes it difficult for us to kind of gauge which way we're going. That's why you're seeing a little bit more of the wild movements. But it's certainly the recovery today kind of puts us back on track for the momentum to the upside that we've been seeing as of late. And we expect the market to continue to rise without something else stepping into the market. The
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down a quarter point at 516 and a half. March corn was down three quarters of a point at 383. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down three, ranging from 653 to 663. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down two and a quarter, ranging from 663 to 673. Live cattle for February were up $1.27.5 at 123.37.5. January feeder cattle were up $1.10 to 145.92.5. And January Class 3 milk was down 11 cents at 14.14.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.